Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the half year results 2025 of Mahle Group. At this time, all participants on the phone have been placed in a listen-only mode. We would like to mention that participation by phone is no longer mandatory. The audio can be heard directly via the webcast interface. To listen and see the presentation, please click on the Launch Webcast Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. The presentation will be followed by a Q&A session of up to 20 minutes. During the Q&A session, you're invited to ask questions via the web chat or via phone. The phone number is also available in the registration email. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Markus Kaphaun, CFO of Mahle Group, Jan-Frederik Thiele, Vice President, Finance, Accounting Europe, and Ralf Josef, Vice President, Corporate Finance. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Kaphaun.
Thank you very much, and welcome to our investor update call. My colleagues and I will now present to you the half year results 2025. After our presentations, as mentioned, we'll be happy to receive your questions. The market environment for the automotive industry continues to remain challenging. In addition to long-term trends like powertrain electrification and transition to carbon neutrality, we are exposed to several additional market challenges, most notably trade protectionism and geopolitical tensions. This has triggered regionalization of markets and burdens global supply chains. At the same time, we face vehicle price competition and ongoing economic slowdown and increasing restrictions on raw materials. Let me share with you how we navigated through the first half of this year by having a glance at some important KPIs. Mahle Group sales in the first half of 2025 were lower compared to the same period in 2024. Sales slowed down by 5.9%, resulting in revenues of 5.7 billion euros. The decline was primarily driven by non-organic impacts such as negative currency translation effects and deconsolidation effects, alongside lower customer demand in Europe and North America. We realized an adjusted EBITDA margin of 6.5%, which is 0.2 percentage points higher than in the same period last year. Our strong productivity improvements and sales price adjustments overcompensated negative effects from the market, as we will further elaborate in the financial section. Free cash flow for the first half year of 2025 amounted to -182 million euros, which is 371 million euros lower than last year. This decrease is mainly driven by a positive one-time effect in the 2024 comparison period from the sale of our shares in the joint venture BHTC, as well as the purchase price payment for the full acquisition of Mahle Behr in January 2025. Compared to year-end 2024, net debt increased due to the negative free cash flow. Higher net debt and lower EBITDA resulted in a rise of the leverage ratio by 0.4 to 1.6 times. Mahle's credit ratings are currently Ba2 with a negative outlook by Moody's and BB- with a stable outlook by Standard & Poor's. Now, moving on to the market and business highlights. S&P Global half year figures for 2025 indicate a mixed performance in global light vehicle and passenger car production, with a total of 45 million global light vehicles having been produced. This is an increase of 3.4% compared to the first six months of 2024. This was primarily driven by an increase in the production in China of 12.6% compared to last year, mainly as a result of continuing economic stimulus like incentives for new energy vehicles by the Chinese government and a rebound in exports, followed by South America and India with a production increase of 8.3% and 4.1% respectively. Meanwhile, Europe and North America are signaling weakness in the first six months with a decline of 3.0% and 4.3% respectively. The current S&P Global full year 2025 forecast expects a production of 90.4 million passenger cars and light commercial vehicles. This figure is higher compared to the forecast in recent months and even shows a slight overall market growth compared to 98.5 million vehicles in 2024. In Europe, North America, and East Asia, this increase is largely driven by stronger than expected performance in the first half of the year, as inventory recovery and consumer demand exceeded initial forecasts. However, the second half is expected to slow down due to weakening demand and policy uncertainty. The positive development in South America is expected to continue given the stimulus from local tax regulation. China will, according to S&P, be the biggest contributor to the overall growth. Its second half-year outlook remains positive, though risks from a price war and possible industry consolidation could weigh on growth. At the same time, India's production is expected to be subdued due to OEM maintenance shutdowns, inventory adjustments, and ongoing concerns on raw materials shortages. Now, looking at the medium and heavy-duty vehicle section, according to S&P, the total global production declined by 2.8% in the first 6 months of 2025 to 1.7 million vehicles compared to the previous year's period. The decline in demand is primarily led by North America, where the impact of tariffs and economic uncertainty, especially around emission regulations, is driving a sharp 19.7% drop in output. In Europe, the production also declined considerably by 10.3%. Given the challenges due to high tariffs on exports and the subdued economic growth continuing to weigh on demand. Meanwhile, East Asia is slightly below last year's levels, particularly affected by production stoppage in Thailand. In China, India, and also South America, however, production has increased in the first 6 months of 2025, most notably in India with an increase of 13.6%. Looking at the production estimation of medium and heavy-duty vehicles, S&P Global keeps the total 2025 figure at around 3.4 million vehicles, which is in line with actual production numbers in 2024. Looking across the regions, S&P expects Europe to begin its recovery in the second half of 2025. In contrast, North America is facing headwinds from an economic slowdown, easing interest rates, and ongoing tariff pressures, which are likely to result in a weaker performance in 2025 compared to the previous year. South America remains positive overall, although growth is being dampened by global and trade-related uncertainties. East Asia is projected to slow down, while India continues to show strong momentum. In China, a gradual recovery is anticipated in the second half of 2025, with a slight upward revision recently made in the heavy-duty segment. According to our market analysis for light vehicles, the trend of electrification of the powertrain is expected to continue in the decade ahead, albeit at a smaller pace in Europe and the US, given regulatory uncertainty. This leads to a decline in our outlook regarding the share of battery electric vehicles in future years, with slightly below 45% for 2035. In China, however, the momentum of the transition to new energy vehicles is even increasing. Plug-in hybrid electric vehicles and range extender electric vehicles are gaining importance. Currently, this is mainly driven by the Chinese market. Especially range extender electric vehicles can be an important means to further promote e-mobility. The range extender system supplies energy for the electric motor when the charge of the vehicle battery has been depleted. The range extender creates space for the cost-effective, resource-efficient right-sizing of batteries without customers having to accept long waits at battery charging stations on long trips. And, most importantly, they can run on sustainable fuels. Given these advantages, we see a large potential in the global markets with an expected compound annual growth rate of 15% until 2030. Mahle is ready to participate in that growth. Mahle, supporting all climate-friendly powertrain technologies, offers key components for the range extenders. Starting from combustion engine components like pistons up to key components like highly efficient state-of-the-art high-voltage generators. Our generators run with magnets that do not require rare earths, reducing dependencies. High-efficiency range extenders are ensuring range autonomy with a range of well above 1,000 kilometers on a single charge. Supporting technology diversity is a strategic approach of Mahle. Range extenders could also play an important role in the EU. We need technology neutrality in the legal framework, however. The expected trend towards powertrain electrification of medium heavy-duty vehicles has weakened recently. According to current estimates, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells, and hybrid engine solutions of all trucks will grow to close to 25% by 2035. At the same time, roughly 75% of MHD vehicles are expected to remain pure combustion engines. Similar to the light vehicle scenario, the trajectory remains highly uncertain through 2035, driven by evolving regulations and infrastructure readiness. Now, I would like to hand over to Jan-Frederik Thiele, who will give you some more insight into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Markus, and also a warm welcome from my side. Mahle Group generated sales of 5.7 billion euros in the first half of 2025. This represents a decline of 5.9% compared to the same period last year. Of this, 2.1 percentage points, or 128 million euros, are attributable to the decline in organic sales. This decrease was mainly driven by lower sales volumes. Declining markets, especially in Europe and North America, and the continued delay in the ramp-up of electromobility outside China resulted in lower customer demand. Additionally, changes in the consolidation group, including the deconsolidation of BHTC and the thermostat business, contributed 1.8 percentage points to the overall decline. Currency effects further impacted sales by 2.0%. Now let's look at Mahle Group sales by business units as of the first 6 months, 2025. The powertrain and charging business unit reported sales of 1.9 billion euros, a year-over-year decline of about 3.8%, mainly due to negative exchange rate effects. The business unit represents 34% of the total group's sales. The thermal and fluid systems business unit generated sales of 3.1 billion euros, which is 7.1% lower compared to the same period in 2024. The main reason for the decline is the deconsolidation effect following the sale of BHTC and the thermostat business, besides lower customer demand and negative currency translation effects. The business unit makes up for 54% of our total group's sales. The life cycle and mobility business unit accounted for sales of 627 million euros. This reflects a decrease of 5.8% year over year, mainly due to negative exchange rate effects. The business unit accounts for 11% of total group's revenues. Adding the OES business, the business unit sales would be higher by 341 million euros, resulting in total sales of 968 million euros, or 17% respectively of group sales. The following slide gives insights into sales across three dimensions: by regional split, distribution channel, and customers. And this proves our diversified split. We operate globally, close to our customers, and develop innovations based on the needs of the respective markets. We produce regionally. Our sales are well distributed across key regions. Europe is our largest market, contributing 46% of the total sales. North America follows with a 27%, whilst China accounts for 9%. South America and East Asia each contribute 7%, and India currently represents 4%. While India's share is still relatively small, it's growing rapidly with organic sales increasing by 21.7% compared to last year. This strong performance highlights India's rising importance as a strategic market for Mahle. Mahle sales are also spread across the distribution channels. The original equipment business for light vehicles accounts for only slightly more than half of Mahle's sales. The aftermarket business for 17% and other channels with 16%, as well as the OE business for medium and heavy duty vehicles with 13%, are further important sales channels. Our customer portfolio is diverse. While none of our customers accounts for more than 10% of sales, our 10 largest customers represent less than 50% of sales. In the first half of 2025, Mahle's EBITDA amounts to €361 million, with a margin of 6.4%. The decline of €128 million is mainly due to exceptional items, most notably the one-time gain from the BHTC share sale in the 2024 comparison period. Adjusted for exceptional items, Mahle's EBITDA remained on a stable level, with the EBITDA margin even increasing slightly by 0.2 percentage points to 6.5%. In the first half of 2025, negative effects from volume declines, rising labor costs, and burdens from new tariffs have been overcompensated by strong productivity improvements and sales price adjustments. Reported EBIT in the first 6 months of 2025 declined to €83 million from €224 million in the 2024 comparison period. This change was mainly driven by exceptional items, most prominently the sale of the BHTC shares in 2024. On an adjusted basis, EBIT remained fairly stable, declining by only €13 million to €136 million, with an adjusted EBIT margin of 2.4%. Negative effects from lower sales and higher personnel expenses were mostly compensated by an improvement of the gross margin of 1 percentage point, stemming from plant and purchasing productivity increases, as well as sales price adjustments. Operating cash flow for the first half of 2025 declined by €78 million to €28 million compared to the same period in the previous year. Higher net working capital contributed to an amount of €95 million to this decline. Cash outflow from investing activities amounted to €210 million compared to a cash inflow of €83 million in the first half of 2024. Again, the sharp decline is primarily due to the 2024 comparison period, including the positive one-time effect from the sale of our shares in the joint venture BHTC of €225 million. Additionally, the full acquisition of Mahle Bär had a negative impact on the free cash flow in the first 6 months of 2025 of about €68 million. As a result, free cash flow for the first half of 2025 decreased by €371 million to -€182 million compared to the same period in 2024. Net debt increased by €23 million compared to the same period last year and by €140 million compared to year-end 2024. This was mainly driven by the lower free cash flow, as elaborated above, as well as seasonally related working capital increases. Combined with the lower reported EBITDA, the leverage ratio rose from 1.2 at the end of 2024 to 1.6 times at the end of the first half year 2025. I would now like to hand over to Ralf Josef to give you an update on our financing profile.
Thank you, Jan. Our funding portfolio is well diversified. The main funding instruments are capital market instruments, especially bonds, complemented by the syndicated RCF, bank loans and working capital financing tools, which contain ABS and factoring programs. Given this variety of funding sources and the proven capabilities in the capital market, we feel very comfortable dealing with the upcoming maturities over the coming years. End of June 2025, liquidity from committed credit lines plus cash on balance sheet totaled 2 billion euros. In July 2025, we concluded two major bond transactions. Taking advantage of favorable market situation, we concluded a seven-year bond in the amount of 300 million euros and tendered 300.8 million euros of our existing bond due in 2028. These actions flatten and extend our maturity profile and improve the overall duration of the portfolio to over 4 years, enhancing the resilience of Mahle's financing structure. As of 30th of June, our debt maturity profile was well structured with a notable peak maturing in 2028 that has now been proactively addressed through our recent tender engagement. Mahle's main cash funding instruments are corporate bonds maturing in 2028, 2031, and 2032. Our syndicated revolving credit facility in the amount of 1.2 billion provides short-term cash flexibility and is virtually undrawn. As of January 2025, this credit facility has been extended with all lenders' consent to February 2028. For Mahle, ESG remains important. As a foundation-based group, ecological and social responsibility forms the unifying theme of our actions, and we fully support the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. Our good achievements in terms of sustainability are documented and also evaluated externally. We report on our performance on a yearly basis. By 2024, we have reduced Scope 1 and 2 emissions by already 47% compared to 2019 levels. With regard to Scope 3, we have achieved a reduction of 17%. Mahle ranks in the top 5% of the automotive supplier globally based on the 2024 EcoVadis sustainability rating. Mahle was included in the CDP A list, earning an A for climate change and A minus for water protection. Our climate targets covering Scope 1 to 3 emissions have been validated by the Science Based Target Initiative. I would now like to hand back to Markus to give you an update on our outlook and upcoming events.
Thank you, Ralf. I like the pirate climate agreement, but I guess it's rather now the next topic, which could be the pirate terrace, where we want to give a few updates here. So following our Q1 update, there have been further developments on U.S. tariffs. While the situation continues to evolve, we are actively implementing measures to mitigate the impacts and manage associated risks. The USMCA compliance of around 80% of our North American goods remain intact. For the calendar year 2025, Mahle expects the tariff risk to be about 100 million euros, of which 20 million euros are incurred as of end of June 2025. On an annualized view, Mahle's potential tariff risks after deduction of USMCA compliant goods lies at 155 million euros. While our current recovery status alignment stands at 90%, we aim to fully cover this direct impact and are also initiating several cost optimization measures to manage the indirect effects on volume. For 2025, our financial outlook is slightly adjusted in terms of sales, margin, and leverage. We expect our full-year sales to be at around 11.3 billion euros. the decline is mainly driven by FX translation effects. We also expect the reported EBITDA margin to slightly decline to roughly 6%, while keeping the adjusted EBITDA margin stable in the area of 7%. In addition, we expect the net debt EBITDA ratio to increase to about 1.9 times. These figures do not include an even further potential decline in demand from continued tariff uncertainty. It does contain, however, the expectation that we are able to pass on tariffs incurred. We will stay vigilant and keep our focus on further improving the efficiency of our organization. Our recent reorganization will be the basis for a lean structure. The major parts of the benefits are yet to be reflected in our financials, however. At the same time, we remain at the forefront of state-of-the-art products and solutions for our customers. With this, we stay in motion, aiming to shape future mobility. We are coming to an end of the half-year 2025 investor call and would like to mention upcoming calls already. Our next call is the Q3 2025 results call on December 4th. For further updates, please visit the investor relations section on our website, mahle.com. Thank you for your attention, and we would now like to start the Q&A session and are available for questions in the following 20 minutes.